And get thee a sword, though made of a lath. They have been up these 2 days.
They have the more need to sleep now, then.
I tell thee, Jack Cade, the clothier, means to dress the Commonwealth and turn it and set a new nap upon it.
So he had need, for 'tis threadbare. Well, I say, it was never merry world in England since gentlemen came up.
Oh, miserable age. Virtue is not regarded in handicraftsmen.
The nobility think scorn to go in leather aprons.
Nay, more. The King's Council are no good workmen.
True. And yet it is said, labour in thy vocation, which is as much to say as, let the magistrates be labouring men, and therefore should we be magistrates.
Thou hast hit it, for there's no better sign of a brave mind than a hard hand.
I see them! Oh, I see them! There's Besson, the tanner of Wingham.
He shall have the skins of our enemies to make dog's leather of.
And Dick the butcher.
Then his sin struck down like an ox, and iniquity's throat cut like a calf.
Yeah, and Smith the weaver.
Argo, their thread of life is spun.
Come, come, let's fall in with them. Free John Cade! So termed of our supposed father.
Or rather, of stealing a kite of herrings.
For our enemies shall fall before us. Yeah. Yeah. Inspired with the spirit of putting down kings and princes. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, silence.
Silence!
My father was a Mortimer.
He was an honest man and a good bricklayer.
My mother, a Plantagenet.
I knew her well. She was a midwife.
My wife descended of the Laces.
She was indeed a peddler's daughter and sold many laces.
But now, of late, not able to travel with her fur pack, she washes bucks here at home.
Therefore am I of an honourable house.
Aye, by my faith, the field is honourable, and there was he born under a hedge, for his father had never a house but the cage.
Valiant I am.
I must needs, for beggary is valiant.
I am able to endure much.
No question of that, for I've seen him whipped 3 market days together.
I fear neither sword nor fire.
He need not fear the sword, for his coat is of proof.
But methinks he should stand in fear of fire, being burned in the ham for stealing a sheep.
Be brave, then, for your captain is brave and vows reformation. There shall be in England 7 halfpenny loaves sold for a penny. The 3-hooped pot shall have 10 hoops. And I will make it felony to drink small beer. All the realm shall be in common. And in Cheapside shall my palfrey go to grass. And when I am king, as king I will be, I thank you, good people. There shall be no money. All shall eat and drink on my score. And I will apparel them all in one livery, that they may agree like brothers and worship me, their Lord.
The first thing we do, let's kill all the liars.
Nay, that I mean to do. Is not this a lamentable thing? That of the skin of an innocent lamb should be made parchment. That parchment, being scribbled o'er, should undo a man. Some say the bee stings, but I say 'tis the bee's wax. For I did but seal once to a thing, and I was never mine own man since. Now, now, who's there?
He can write and read and cast accounts.
Oh, monstrous!
We took him setting the boys' copies.
Here's a villain!
There's a book in his pocket with red letters in it.
Nay, then, he is a conjurer.
Nay, he can make obligations and write court house. No!
I am sorry for it. The man is a proper man of mine honour. Unless I find him guilty. Yeah. He shall not die. Come hither, sirrah. I must examine thee. What is thy name?
Emmanuel.
They used to write it on the top of letters. 'Twill go hard with you.
Let me alone. Dost thou used to write thy name? Or hast thou a mark to thyself, like an honest, plain-dealing man?
Sir, I thank God I have been so well brought up that I can write my name.
He has confessed! Away with him! He's a traitor! He's a traitor!
Away with him, I say! Hang him with his pen and inkhorn about his neck!
General!
Here I am, thou particular fellow.
Fly! 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 Sir Humphrey Stafford and his brother are hard by with the king's forces.
Stand, villain, stand, or I'll fell thee down. He shall be encountered with a man as good as himself.
Fly!
He is but a knight, is he?
No.
To equal him, I will make myself a knight presently. Rise up, Sir John Mortimer. Now have at him.
Rebellious hind. The filth and scum of Kent. Marked for the gallows. Lay your weapons down. Home to your cottages. Forsake this groom. The king is merciful if you revolt.
But angry, wrathful, and inclined to blood if you go forward. Therefore, yield or die.
As for these silken-coated slaves, I pass not. It is to you, good people, that I speak. Over whom, in time to come, I hope to reign. For I am rightful heir unto the crown.
Thy father was a plasterer, and thou thyself a shearman, art thou not?
And Adam was a gardener. Marry this. Edmund Mortimer, Earl of March, married the Duke of Clarence's daughter, did he not?
I did. Aye, sir.
By her, he had two children at one birth.
That's false.
Aye, there's the question, but I say it is true. The elder of them, being put to nurse, was by a beggar woman stolen away and ignorant of his birth and parentage. Became a bricklayer when he came to age. His son am I. Deny it if you can.
Nay, 'tis too true. Therefore he shall be king.
Sir, he made a chimney in my father's house, and the bricks are alive at this day to testify it. Therefore, deny it not.
And will you credit this base drudge's words that speaks he knows not what?
Very well, we! Never get
him! The Duke of York hath taught you this!
He lies, for I invented it myself.
Go to, sirrah! Tell the king from me that, for his father's sake, Henry the Fifth, in whose time boys went to span counter for French crowns. I am content he shall reign, but I'll be protector over it.
And furthermore, we'll have the Lord say his head for selling the dukedom of Maine.
And good reason, for thereby is England maimed and fain to go with a staff, but that my puissance hold it up. Fellow kings, I tell you that Lord Say hath gelded the Commonwealth and made it an eunuch. And more than that, he can speak French, and therefore he is a traitor.
Oh, gross and miserable ignorance!
Nay, answer if you can. The Frenchmen are our enemies. Go to, then, I ask but this. Can he that speaks with the tongue of an enemy be a good counsellor or no?
No! No!
Seeing gentle words will not prevail, assail them with the army of the king.
Herald away! And throughout every town, proclaim them traitors that are up with Kate. That those which fly before the battle ends may, even in their wives and children's sight, be hanged up, for example, at their door. And you, that be the king's friends, follow me!
And you, that love the commons, follow me! Now show yourself, men, 'tis for liberty. We will not leave one lord, one gentleman, spare none but such as go in clouted shoon. For they are thrifty, honest men, and such as would, but that they dare not take our parts.
They are all in order and march toward us.
But then are we in order when we are most out of order. Come, march forward!